So, Anthony, as always, it's good to talk to you about football matters across the Northwest. Before we sort of delve into to Finn Harps and how their League of Ireland First Division season's panning out, we'll touch on Cockhill Celtic, because they had a massive one last weekend. You know all about it. You were part of the Letterkenny Rovers side that got to the FAI Intermediate Cup final in 2016. There hasn't been too many Donegal teams in finals. We had to wait a while before Rovers got there. It was all fanned before that. But now Cockhill Celtic have eventually got to the decider. It's a massive thing for the club, so it is down there in Inishowen, as you well know, Anthony.
Yeah, it's an absolutely brilliant achievement for Cockhill. It's very difficult for teams up here, and we found it ourselves, because there's only the one team now comes out of the county, given the fact that the league is so small. You've only got Cockhill, Letterkenny Rovers and Bonnygee United, and they're just supported by Harps and Sligo Rovers, or Finn Harps and Derry City Reserves teams. So it's really difficult to get out of the county as such, but you know, it's a great reward for Cockhill and all the hard work that's gone down through the years. You know, and more recently with Gavin Cullen, who's done a fantastic job there. And, you know, Cockhill, they've won 9 leagues in a row. And, you know, they're pushing for a 10th along with Bonnygee. And, you know, given the fact that we're up here, we're in such a small league, and we're competing against the Leinster Senior League and the Munster Senior League with, you know, all the teams that they've got down there, it's a fantastic achievement for Cockhill, and it's well deserved for them.
We've all known that Cockhill Celtic as a team of the potential, and we're always tipped as a side that could get to a final and go on to win a possible FAI Intermediate Cup. Now they've got a huge opportunity to do that. But if that was to come off, they would be Ulster Senior League champions, they would win the FAI Intermediate Cup. But then next year, there's this cloud hanging over the Ulster Senior League, because there's a huge possibility that may not even be in existence next year. And it could be in the books. The last Ulster Senior League champions also won the FAI Intermediate Cup for the very first time.
That's correct, Oisin. And I think, you know, we've spoken about this previously, myself and yourself, about the football situation up in Donegal and, you know, the Junior League and the Intermediate League. There has to be an amalgamation of sorts, Oisin. You know, and people within the game have been crying out for this for a number of years now, because any league that is, you know, being supported by two reserve teams, i.e. Finn Harps and Derry City, you know, it doesn't really have a lifespan. You know, fair play to Cockhill, Letterkenny Rovers and Bonnygee for keeping the flag flying for intermediate football in Donegal. But, you know, people have to remember that, you know, there was such a big fight to get intermediate football in Donegal. And, you know, if you lose it now, you know, where are you going with it? I mean, Connacht have lost intermediate football probably about 10 years ago now. And, you know, they're still in junior football. So it's important for clubs like Letterkenny, Cockhill, Bonnygee, progressive clubs, that there remains intermediate status up in Donegal. But you need support from the other leagues, Oisin. And I think it has to be driven by the FAI. They have to take more responsibility for what's going on up in Donegal. And you can't just sit in Dublin and, you know, sit back from afar and watch and see what's going on and think the Donegal League's thriving, the Inishowen League's thriving, you know. But what about the Intermediate League, which is one step below League of Ireland football?
And Anthony, in saying that then, is everything falling on deaf ears that's coming from up in Donegal heading Dublin's direction?
Well, I wouldn't say it's falling on deaf ears, Oisin, because it has to, you know, people up here have to be more assertive and they have to want to change the system that's in place at the minute. I mean, if there isn't a...
But from an Ulster Senior League point of view, they've tried and tried and tried, and they've knocked on the door of the FAI, and this has been going on for a very, very long time. But the people in Dublin, from an Ulster Senior League point of view, because we can talk about all the other leagues coming together, and we've been doing that for a number of years now, but what is Dublin... Is Dublin going to wait until Donegal sorts itself out before they are actually going to intervene in this? Or do they have to give an instruction to everybody?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point you're making, Oisin. But I think there has to be a willingness from clubs in the Donegal League to change the current format for the betterment of football in Donegal and for the development of football in Donegal. I mean, I always look at the Munster Senior League as a great example, where there's seven divisions under the auspices of the Munster Senior League. There's the one organisation organising the football down there. The top three divisions in Munster are intermediate, and the bottom four are junior rushing. So if you look at, say, the current setup with Donegal League and Ulster Senior League and Inis Sheoghain League, so obviously if the Donegal League could get together with the Ulster Senior League, form a top division, which would consist of, I'm sure, Fannin, the likes of Swally Rovers, and you'd have to invite Park Hill and Bumcrana Hearts, who are doing really well as well, and have an avenue open for them teams that are interested in playing intermediate football. Now, that's not to say teams are going to go for that, but I think anybody involved in football, anybody with a love for the game, there has to be a development and there has to be progression. And there is a need for change up here, Oisin. And it's been stagnating far too long. And as I said previously, the Donegal League's running fine, but the other clubs, they need a vehicle or a facility in which they can thrive in as well. And progressive clubs, as I said previously, like Letterkenny Rovers, Donegal, and Cockhill, they should not be denied the right to develop as clubs. And, you know, it's really not up to them to drag the other clubs along with them. But what I'm saying is that there needs to be a willingness from everyone up here involved in football to develop the game and to allow intermediate football develop and thrive.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll see what the future brings, and maybe it's something that we may look at more in depth now in the coming weeks and months. But listen, Anthony, we're going to talk League of Ireland football now. Finn Harps, first one of the season last week against Longford. A timely enough 3 points for Dave Rogers' side.
Yeah, I suppose from a Finn Harps point of view, you know, it's been a difficult start for them. You know, they've picked up, they've got 5 points now, two draws, and the first victory at the weekend over Longford Town. And from a positive point of view, Finn Harps, they're now unbeaten in three games. They've had two clean sheets in a row. But from a negative point of view, they're yet to score a goal from open play. The goals have come from three penalties and a free kick. The games so far, you know, you can see that they're well organised, they're well set up defensively. They're trying to play through the lines. It's just when you get to the final third, Oisin, you know, they seem to be struggling to create and struggle to work the opposition goalkeeper. So that's something that Dave Rogers and his staff will be looking to improve on. But it's positive from a Finn Harps point of view. You know, they're seventh in the league. They're, you know, you look at the likes of Galway United and Cove, who are right up there. And Finn Harps gave Galway a tough enough game. Like, it's, you know, one of Galway's toughest games, where they came to Finn Park and only won 2-1. So from that point of view, I'm sure Dave Rogers will be trying to focus on the positives from the last three games. But from a worrying point of view, you would wonder where their goals are going to come from them.
But the other side of that is, Anthony, with Cove coming to town, sitting second in the table, Cove will be coming to Balbofane knowing that Finn Harps can cause them problems. It's not going to be an easy fixture for them.
It will not. No, I mean, Cove went into the game last week against Galway on the back of three victories and a draw. And you know, Galway went down to St Coleman's Park and turned them over 2-0. So it looks at this early stage that Galway United is going to run away with the league, Oisin. You know, the previous week they put 9 past Kerry, and you know, they're in fine form and they're well organised and well structured with John Coffey and Ollie Horgan, two very experienced campaigners. But Cove certainly will have ambitions of challenging the top end of the league and going for that second spot, Oisin. And it's going to be a really difficult game for Finn Harps. Again, it's, you know, you can imagine that they will be difficult to break down Finn Harps, but it's just the other end of the pitch that you'd worry about.
And it's going to be a tough period for Finn Harps. Cove's coming to Balbofane Friday, and then two away games, Waterford and Kerry. Two very long trips for the Balbofane boys to head into. So it's the sort of period where if you get points over these next three games, they're going to be big points. So there.
Yeah, and you know, we spoke about this at the start of the season, actually, about the amount of travelling involved for Finn Harps and how difficult the season was going to be for them. You know, it's vitally important Finn Harps start picking up points at home. And again, you know, the public have been really good so far this season. You know, they've turned out in numbers and there's been big crowds at the games and they've been supportive. And I think they recognise that it is a transition period that Finn Harps are going through. But you're 100% right. I mean, any points you pick up down in Waterford or Kerry are going to be big points. And, you know, it's a long way to travel without picking up points. So, you know, it's a difficult, it's going to be a difficult few weeks coming up for Finn Harps. Yeah. You know, it's a difficult home fixture against Cove and then them two long away trips coming up. So it's important that they try and pick up some points against Cove this weekend, Oisin.
You've watched Harps closely, obviously, in the opening five games. Players that have stood out for you, aren't they?
I think, like, obviously, Ryan Rainey coming back in has been important for Finn Harps because he's there for a couple of years. And he's an experienced player now, Ryan. And, you know, he showed that in the fact he scored three penalties, that he's vital to him. Noah Baba coming in as a player that I've known since he was probably 10 or 11 years of age, playing down in Castlebar, and, you know, a player that's come through the underage international teams. And I think he's impressed me in the games he's played so far, Oisin. He brings a calmness and a surety into the middle of the park, and he's certainly one of their best performers last week against Longford. And obviously the two lads from Derry are Keegan Porter and Diane McCallion. You know, they're getting rave reviews for their performances, and like, they're relatively young boys. But, you know, anybody you're talking to in the games you're watching, you know, they've really impressed. As has the goalkeeper. I know a lot of people think he lacks in inches, but he's a very capable goalkeeper, Oisin. Good hands, and he's got a good control of his box. So they've been a standout player so far. But the young boys that's coming through, like, they're finding their feet. And I suppose, like, as we said earlier, from a positive point of view, there's three games unbeaten now. They've kept two clean sheets, and that's a good return in any league, Oisin.